Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Hi, everybody. Today we are talking about Phoebe and Mike from Friends. Ooh. Do we ship it? Listen to find out.
Hi, everyone. I'm Steph.
And I'm Devin.
And as Devin said, we are talking about Phoebe and Mike. We're not quite done with our Friends bonanza here. We talked about Chandler and Monica. We talked about Ross and Rachel. And those are the two like traditional couples people will talk about when they talk about Friends. Mm-hmm. But today we are talking about Phoebe and Mike. And
That's right.
Very exciting. And we decided to do this one. And then after this, we're going to talk Joey, just generally, because Joey's important
we
too.
We can't leave off Joey.
We can't. But today we figured Phoebe and Mike, we would give them a little shout out on our end from We Ship It as well.
Yeah. So welcome to the We Ship It podcast, the podcast where Steph and I are an occasional guest gabbing goss about our favorite and not so favorite ships of all time. If you haven't frequented us often, welcome. If you are a frequent flyer of us, a shipper of us, then welcome.
But yes, welcome to everyone who's new or anyone who's just a Friends fan who's been following us for the Friends of it all. Mm-hmm. This was a series that was ambitious for us. I'm not going to lie. It's very long, and I was not a huge fan prior to watching it. I think I've said this every episode. But prior to watching it for this, and I've enjoyed it a lot since.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a ton of fun, and I think there's a lot of like great like tropes and great scenes and just classic things that make Friends like really worth our time at We Ship It. Because it's like so many good dating relationships, which I don't know how you feel about Phoebe and Mike, Devin, but
ooh,
I have some things.
Some things. She's got things.
I do. But before we hop into all of that, let me pull up my random question generator, Devin.
Oh, no.
Instant conversation starter. Generate question. This is a stupid question. I'm not going to ask that. Okay, what board game do you like the most?
Oh. Favorite board game?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like strategy games, but they can all, like, sometimes strategy games get long.
They're too much, yeah.
I just need, like, a fast-paced game. I like Clue.
Clue is fun.
There's the haunted house one. I forget what it's called.
Oh, Haunting on the Hill or whatever.
Hill, something like that. Betrayal on the House of the Hill. Yes, I think that's it. Because it's always different. I like that aspect of it. It's a whole new story every time. Catan's also very fun.
Mm-hmm. You're dropping all the good names right now.
I know, I'm sorry.
But I will say, when it comes to a party game, I love Dominion. Jenga.
Jenga,
party game. I was going to say my favorite strategy game will always be Dominion. It will always have my heart.
And that's a relatively fast-paced game, so I'm okay with that.
It's a good one. And we played it last night at my family, little game night. And it's just a game that my family can play way too quickly. Like, you're supposed to take your time with it, and we just, like, don't anymore because we've been playing it for literally over 10 years. But that would probably be my favorite strategy game. My favorite game, or not, maybe not favorite, but like the easiest game to bring to a party and have a great time is Jenga.
Jenga.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's awesome.
So that is my little board game spiel for all of you. What are your favorite board games? Let us know on Instagram. I don't know. We don't have like a comment section here. That's what's difficult about podcasting when you're not live streaming.
What I think we should do.
Oh, tell me.
Is whatever our question is, we also ask that question. Because you can do like a Spotify question. Like we can add questions to our Spotify page.
Fun.
And you guys can answer it there. So we'll see
that
if
would
that
be
actually
fun.
Becomes a thing.
We should do that. See, there's all these little things that We just don't have time to figure out, if we're being honest. We are busy.
It's a hobby.
But I would love to, like, engage with you all more on, like, random personal questions, too. So that'd be fun. But, okay, so let's hop into Phoebe and Mike. I don't have a summary written, but I can. It's pretty succinct, their relationship, so I'll just kind of go through it. And it's before only like we do.
Three seasons.
Yeah, it's not a lot. Like when you were talking about Ross and Rachel, there's a lot of back and forth to talk about. Between these two, there's some back and forth. It's not crazy. But if you haven't watched Friends, sorry.
Spoiler. You're missing out. What are you doing?
Although, like, are you? No, I'm just kidding. Yes, you are. But, all right, Phoebe and Mike. So, Phoebe kind of has, like, a chaotic dating life throughout the series.
Chaotic life in general.
I love her to pieces because I find that I just relate to her a lot. But there are just these men that, like, come in and out of her life sometimes. Like, David, who, like, is there. They're in love. He's gone. He comes back. Like, all of this. She has a few guys that she just sort of randomly dates. But it's kind of at least clear to me from the beginning that the writers didn't really think to, like, give her a mate from the very beginning. Like, someone who's very clearly, like, Ross and Rachel, clearly from the beginning, they have something going on. Phoebe, not so much. Joey, not so much. So that's why these are our other sort of episodes we're ending with. But then towards the end, it's really hilarious how she ends up meeting Mike. Her and Joey agree to have dinner together because they do every month as friends. And they agree to bring someone for the other person. And Joey says, hey, I'm going to bring this guy named Mike. And he forgets to ask Mike. So day of, he's scrambling around to find some random Mike. And he's at the coffee house and he just says, Mike! And then enter Paul Rudd, who is Mike. Very early on, Paul Rudd, which I love. He's like, yeah. And then he agrees to, like, sort of fool Phoebe into thinking this is a guy that works with Joey. But Phoebe very easily at dinner sniffs out that that's not the case. However, they really hit it off. So they end up dating. They end up kind of falling in love. I think he has to, like, stand up to his parents at some point about her or his family. He really, really loves her. But there's one caveat. Well, I guess before I get to that caveat, at some point, David comes back and she has a strong moment where she says, David, we had our time and place, but I'm going to choose Mike because I really care about him. And he moves in. And then this is when the caveat occurs, when they're moving in. And Mike says, I'll move in, but I want you to know I'm never getting married. Whoo! So Phoebe's like, oh, but I want to get married. And so that's what ends up breaking them up, is this conversation of Phoebe saying, well, I'll never be able to change my opinions on this. I want to get married. And he says, I'll never be able to change my opinions on this. I don't want to get married. So they break up. They have a few back and forths of, like, oh, but I miss you, but I don't want to get married, but I do want to get married, but I don't. It's this whole thing. And then David comes back into Phoebe's life. David!
Boo.
I like David. I'm sorry. But we'll talk about it. But she's with him for a little while. He's going to propose to her, all of this stuff. But she can't stop thinking about Mike. And so what it comes down to, Mike gets over his dang self. And he ends up agreeing to marry her. They have their little wedding. It's all very cute. Joey is the presiding minister or whatever the heck it's called. Mm-hmm. Just like he was for one of Ross's
Chandler and Monica.
Weddings. Or, yeah, for Chandler and Monica, which... That was also funny to watch. Joey's great. I can't wait to talk about him. So that's kind of where we end up with these two. So there's a lot to talk about here because of their little caveat issue. Apart from that, like I said, short relationship, but there is stuff to talk about. So let's dive in.
Let's do it. So before we get started, Phoebe has had her fair share in the dating world. What was one of your favorite Phoebe dating moments?
I love Phoebe. Like, okay, the thing that gets me the most about Phoebe, yes, she dates many, many a man. And it's funny because she is such a funny character. Sometimes she just, like, doesn't, like, I don't know. The two relationships that I love that Phoebe is in, and we'll talk about David more later. I forget this man, his name, but he's like Martin Sheen, the guy who Martin Sheen plays. What's his name? It is Martin Sheen. Not Martin Sheen. His brother. What's the other Sheen? Charlie Sheen? Yes, Charlie Sheen. He wears like a white, like naval officer outfit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember his name. Okay. The reason I like love this, he's another one of these men that like
they get the chicken pox together.
Yes, he like comes in and out of her life. This is something unique about Phoebe, is that she has these great loves that last a short time and then come in and out of her life, like David, like this Charlie Sheen character. And I just find that so unique because she has such a special relationship with every guy that she's with. Like you see Rachel, who's a serial dater. She dates a guy, a couple of months, they're broken up, it's over. But Phoebe shares a connection with a guy and she never quite leaves the connection behind. So I would say that those are my two like favorite Phoebe dating moments. Are when she's with these guys that like have a random.
His name is Ryan.
Oh, just Ryan. FYI. Yes. Where she dates these guys who have like a random obligation, but they still come back because they just love Phoebe so much.
Right. How can you not?
I
want to
know what they love so much about Phoebe because, you know, I love her to pieces. I think she's great, but it's got to be like, there's got to be something that's hooking these guys.
Yeah.
Wank, wank.
Hilarious. I love when she does flirt feeding. Or feet, yes. Flirting, that's what I meant to say. And they catch her in the act of, you're wearing an ankle bracelet.
Yep.
But yeah, she's just hilarious. But yeah, I totally forgot about that Charlie Sheen was in an episode. I think it's only one episode that he's in.
Yeah, and that he's in.
It's like this return of this huge sailor, romantic guy, yeah. This sailor that goes off, and they get chicken pox together and spend the night, and they can't scratch each other, but they want to like, be on
it's
top
great.
Of each other
because
they only have one night together.
Hilarious.
It's like, a great episode.
She has true loves throughout her life.
But you're right in the fact that everyone that she loves ends up deserting her.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's her parents, whether that's her sister, whether that's her aunt.
It's sad to watch.
Her grandmother who dies.
Yeah.
Like everyone that she falls in love with or has an attachment to deserts her and she's left alone. And it's hard to see. But we'll get a little bit more into that later on.
Mm-hmm.
For me, two memorable dudes that she ends up with. One is Gary, the cop that she falls on. She tries to impersonate him. And he's like, you have my badge.
Yep.
Essentially, with that relationship, I think what I like about it is that they do jive so well and that he is this cop, but he's not necessarily controlling. He's just a generally nice guy.
Yeah.
He's kind. He's not anything that you would be expected of. But the relationship moves too quickly for both of them. And he suggests they move in. Chandler tries to talk him out of it. He still goes ahead and asks anyways. And she says no, but then sees the way that he reacts and says yes anyways. So
right.
Goes against what she initially wants. They end up spending some time together and he shoots, I think, a bird outside their window while they're still in bed. And
yep.
She's like, I can't do this.
Nope. It ain't me.
So that's one that I think had potential. I just think it might have been rushed too much.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my favorites.
The stalker.
The stalker?
The guy who stalks her sister.
Oh. Yeah, that's crazy. But another of my favorites was Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Ursula's ex. Initially, they meet at like a Halloween party.
Yep.
And Ursula is lying to him, heavily lying to him, saying that she's like this sweet, I think like Christian girl.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, we all know that she's
not
lying to her, and Phoebe essentially tells them the truth, and they break up. And I do like their interaction. I think they are very sweet together. I think it's in the later, either the next episode or the episode later, where Eric has issues with being in love with Phoebe without seeing Ursula, and he kind of gets a little crazy, and I think they changed the character a bit too much in my liking. Mm-hmm. I think when we first meet Eric, he is a nice guy that's being taken advantage of, but then he gets a little bit on the crazier edge. So that's also a relationship that I think could have developed into something more. Again, she has to find someone that's more her style, and I think she finds that in Mike.
Amen.
So
Phoebe and Mike don't exactly have the traditional meet cute, but what about this meeting? What about this meeting that brings these soulmates together? What is it about this meeting? Yeah. Yeah, what do you think, Debbie Dev?
I just think it's hilarious that Joey is so clueless at times. He messed up and tried to fix the situation because she pressured him, and he had to give up a name that it's Mike. I'm bringing Mike. You know, Mike.
Mike. Yeah.
And he messes up, has to find a random dude named Mike and kind of get him to agree to all this. But so it turns into a really bad situation for Phoebe. She's humiliated. She's disappointed in Joey, but she ends up meeting this guy. And granted, Mike has just ended a terrible marriage. He just got out of a bad relationship. But Mike sees through all of the garbage that Phoebe has been through, and he sees her. Mm-hmm. And there's a moment in the coffee shop where it's just the two of them at the couch, and he just sees her for who she is and is wanting to ask her out. They hit it off, and Phoebe is also struggling at this time, too. Mm-hmm. She's questioning, all right, I'm in my 30s. I've never had a long-term relationship before. What is wrong with me? What is going on?
Yeah, that's so sad.
So she's having all these issues as well, but he just gets to her. He sees through all of the chaos of her life and sees the person behind it all. So I think that's what's really cool, is that it's this instant connection, this instant chemistry. And it's not sexual. It's just two people seeing each other for who they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I love like how they meet, though. Like the fact that she's so mad at first, and she goes, well, why did you go along with it? And what does he say? He says, well, I thought I'd get a free dinner.
And I also
thought I'd meet a pretty girl, and I did.
Yes.
And it's just like very, very cute. It's in a moment where, like you said, Phoebe needs a lot of healing in her life. She mm-hmm. is at a crossroads where she's like, I don't think the things that I envisioned for myself are going to happen. It's a tough place to be.
Yeah.
And then it seems like that is sort of the crossroads that a lot of people in sitcoms will get to before they meet their soulmate. So then meeting Mike is like such like a refreshing thing. And what I do like about when they meet, they just sort of gel, like you were saying. They just sort of get each other. And Phoebe's such an odd character that it's hard to gel with her.
Yes. But
we'll talk more about this later. You expect Phoebe to be with some kind of quirky guy. And he's a little quirky, but he's not as quirky as you would think Phoebe would want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that because he doesn't question her quirks at all. So he just sort of like loves on them, which is great. Like he just doesn't ignore them. He just accepts them when she like says a weird thing or something. You would expect the guy she dates to be super quirky, like I was saying, like she has in the past. But I actually really like how they gel together. I think it's natural.
I agree. I think, and I have a question that's going to talk more about this, so maybe I'll hold off mm-hmm. on that for right now. But moving along, How does Phoebe's past as a street musician and her unconventional upbringing influence her relationship with Mike?
The quote that I love the most that I will end this episode with is her wedding vows to him, expressing her difficulty because she's never had people who she would consider family before, but she considers him family. I think it influences her relationship with Mike because it makes her a little bit vulnerable with him about things like marriage, things like these are things that she cannot let go of because they're things that she has had to let go of her entire life, which is stable and committed relationships. Not only that, I mean, we do kind of see, I don't remember too much about what goes on with his parents, but it didn't go well from what I remember until he had to stand up for her.
Yeah, essentially they're pish posh and
yes, very
they expect snooty. More. They expect more of him, and she was spit in the mouth by a pimp, and like she goes into all of the details of her life and who and her upbringing, who she is, and it's like everything that goes against who they are and what they think is right for their son.
Yeah, and so it's like Phoebe has had a hard life. Like, you forget it because she is
because it's
funny
a comedy.
And she is like, you literally do go on and off this entire sitcom forgetting like who she is, what she's been through, because she's funny and she's lighthearted and has humor to her. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, she has been through some stuff. Like when she talks about like having to like help people on the streets who were dying of like drug addiction and like things like this, you forget that she's pretty badass and like has been through it all. So
yeah, you would think
it's hard for her to live a normal life.
Absolutely. You would think that of all people that needed the most sheltering, because Monica is that place, like Monica's apartment is that place of shelter. Mm-hmm. You think of all people that would need that the most, it would be Phoebe because of the life that she's had. But it's kind of Rachel that kind of comes in. I think Phoebe was living with Monica, then moved out so that Rachel could be in.
Yep.
I think she's so strong. Like, she doesn't allow these things that are impacting her life to impact her. Like, it might change her world, but she's not changing within the world itself. And it's a big surprise when Mike confronts his parents and says like, well, if I can love her despite everything that she's been through, then you should be able to do the same. And that's when she comes in and is like, what, love?
Exactly. And she's so excited. I love that she even dresses up for the occasion. Like, I'm like,
she has the accent too.
She's trying to act all. It's cute. But at
and
the end
she's
of the
like,
day,
I can't stop. I can't.
I can't. But still, like, at the end of the day, like, Mike loves her for who she is, no matter what. And I think that that's the most exciting thing to me is because she.
And so important to this relationship.
Oh, yeah.
She needs someone who's going to love her for who she is. Like, despite everything that she's been through, who will love her for who she is.
Yes, sir.
Because, as we said, she's always been faced with someone leaving her. I mean, she had her own brothers. Like, she was the... forgetting the term? She was the... I'm going to say carrier, but that's not the right word. What's the right word? She was the carrier for her brother's babies. What's the word?
Surrogate.
There you go.
She really is a caring person.
And there's that moment where she wants to hold on to them and just be in the presence of them because she's carried them for 9 months.
She wants to keep them for a little while.
She wants to keep one, at least one. And no matter how close she gets to people, they always get torn away from her. Aside from this core friend group, everyone else she gets close to is just... for one reason or another has to leave or taken away. Even her brother only really comes into her presence when she's needed. So it's really hard to see her face these obstacles and still be this bright and loving and caring person. But she's never had this normal life, and Mike is her normal. As unconventional as Mike is, he goes against the grain of everything that she kind of stands for. Mm-hmm. But he is her normal, and that's what I love about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's dive into that more. How does Mike's level-headed and rational demeanor complement Phoebe's more free-spirited nature? Free-spirited is a good way to put it.
Free-spirited is a great word for her. Oh, man. So, and don't get me wrong, like, Mike is goofy in his own sense. Like, he does the, because they're both performers, they're both musicians, and he does the air piano when, like, I don't know if it's when they first meet or, like, around the first meeting times, but he does the air piano for her, and she's like, that's when I fell for him. Like, when I knew that when he finished his air pianoing.
Yeah.
she's like, that's when I fell in love with him.
Yep. And what a perfect moment.
He is goofy, but he has this level-headed nature about him where he's trying to understand her goofiness, her beautiful weirdness or wonderful weirdness, however he phrases it. And one of these instances is when they have the rats in the apartment.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And he's trying to convince her, like, you know, we can't have rats in the apartment. And she's like, oh, but Bob has been living here for how long? And blah, blah, blah. And oh, you're eating Bob's food. And he has to, like, spit out, like, I think he's having cereal or something.
Yes.
But he tries to walk her through it. And then the Bob is a female rat and Bob has babies and the babies get into Monica's apartment and it's just a whole thing, but he's constantly trying to be rational with her and not in like a condoning sense, like, honey, come on, like, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about these rats that you're and what it could mean about your life on the streets and how that's still impacting you today. I don't have too much to say here other than the fact that like I was saying earlier, you expect her to be with some wackadoodle guy because that's who she is.
Some goofball.
I think that the combination is much better and much stronger here. Phoebe's not, though she's silly sometimes and she's free spirited and her head's in the air, she's not stupid. Like she does understand the realities of the world. It's just, he takes her seriously is the thing. So often, like people like Rachel or Ross, or they're friends to her. I'm not saying they're not, but she'll say something and they just like laugh it off almost and ignore it. But I think that what's good about Mike is he's willing to like go the extra mile to try and understand like why she has the perspective she does.
Right.
Which like the rats, like he's not being patronizing to her. He's sort of just asking like, why do you think this is okay? instead of like Ross or Rachel, if they caught her with the rats in the house, they would be like, what the heck is wrong with you? And then they would probably just laugh it off and never go back there again.
A moment that this reminds me of where her friend group just doesn't understand her is the dollhouse. She's trying to make it her own and funky, and Monica's like, no, this is not what you do with a dollhouse. She's like, but it's our dollhouse, we can do whatever we want with it. And then she makes her own, and hers goes up in flames regardless. It's this whole situation where they just don't understand Phoebe, and again, it's a laughing situation. A lot of things where it's Phoebe's perspective kind of gets laughed at,
yeah,
and it's meant to be a joke. And Mike just he wants to get to the underling, the understanding nature of it all, and work with her, and just not necessarily, like you said, don't be patronizing to her, but just
love her.
Yeah, for who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't change her, their goofy nature. All right. What do you think are their individual strongest traits, and what do these two bring to the relationship?
I just absolutely love Phoebe's chaotic brain. and how she does not give a crap what people think about her. That is the best part of Phoebe to me, is that she even knows she's quirky and she just lives like it doesn't even matter. And Mike is his open-mindedness. Although the one thing he's not open-minded on is marriage.
Marriage.
And that's the thing that they struggle with. But I would say his open-mindedness in accepting Phoebe for who she is. And then Phoebe's just boldness, like her unapologetic self, like, which is funny because a lot of the time it's not like her being like courageous and strong, but it's rather just her not giving a crap what people think about her. And I think that's great. Those I think are their strongest traits. And I would say like that's why they gel so well together. She needs someone who can accept that. And he needs someone that's a little bit less like intense, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I will say props to him for telling Phoebe in advance, like, hey, here's where I stand on this issue. Like, before they move in, he says, I'm not interested in marriage. Like, this is kind of where, this is what I see for us, just being together. I love you. I love being in your presence. And this is where I stand on the issue. Props to him for saying that in advance, rather than waiting until they've been together for several months and then she has to like figure it out later on. Because I do think, although it caused issues for their relationship, I think it would have caused even more upheaval later on. And more pain, and it would have been a bit more difficult, I think, for them. But what are your thoughts on that whole stance on marriage?
On his stance?
Do you think it was right that he had that perspective, that he didn't want to get remarried?
I don't know if it's right or wrong necessarily, but I see where it comes from. I mean, he certainly had a struggle in his own past with it. And you do see like a lot of people who go through that, not being interested in it again. And you see people who don't take their own advice or don't take the advice of those around them. Ross. Getting married to everyone under the sun. And you're like, well, he clearly doesn't have his priorities straight.
I love
either.
When he's trying to give advice to Mike, and Mike's like, how many times have you been married?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking of. Like, I don't necessarily think it's a right or wrong thing. Everyone sort of has their own subjective opinions on these things. But Mike has, you know, reason to be.
Yeah, he was burned.
Fearful.
He feels drained and doesn't necessarily want to experience that again. So I understand where it's coming from. I was just curious what your thoughts were.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of the question, the individual strongest traits, for Phoebe, I think it's her perseverance. Like, she's just able to persevere through whatever she faces, whether that's losing a job, whether that's searching for a family, losing her family, whatever it comes, she's able to persevere through it. And that comes with like just being who she is, but also her friend group as well. Her friends help her through these difficult times. They're always there and consistently there for her, which is amazing. For Mike, I think he's just kind-hearted. He's able to see through the BS.
And he's not stuck up like his family is.
Right. He just sees it for what it is. And I think that's their two stronger traits. I'm just picturing like their wedding scene and he's just oogling at her.
Yep.
And we'll talk more about that wedding scene very shortly.
Very shortly, yes.
But what do these two bring to the relationship? I think they just bring a lightheartedness that they both need, especially after doubts and fears of marriage and doubts of fears of long-term relationships. They just need each other's lightheartedness and love, and I think that's kind of what they bring the best out of each other, is this caring nature for them both, this let's have fun but let's also be serious at the same time kind of vibe. I think they're just each other's lights, which is really cool.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the Barbados trip. Phoebe has to choose between David and Mike. What does David offer to a relationship, and why does she ultimately choose Mike?
Oh man. So I didn't really talk much about David because
do you not like David?
I don't know. I understand his choices to have to go for work or for his science experimentation and stuff. But there becomes a time where you have to make a choice.
Yep.
And I don't think he makes a choice until it's too late.
Too late, yep.
By going off to Minsk for whatever reason and then
coming back randomly.
Coming back, and then my whole experience there was for nothing. And right. I was just like, well, maybe you should have decided that early on and then come back sooner. Anyways, I do like David. There are parts of me that like David. I think he is very supportive, but because he keeps coming back into her life and then leaving again, it's only putting
like, her in a bad spot.
Yeah, putting her in a bad spot, and also like taking that knife that you're stabbing her with in the back and just like reopening those holes. Mm-hmm. Like, she's already someone who, not that she puts up walls, but that she's gone through a lot of disappointment, mm-hmm. and or a lot of loneliness, and you he understands that, and he's still doing it anyways. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm like, you jerk. You know what you're doing, and you're still doing it anyways. That's kind of painful for me to watch.
Yeah.
Do you want to answer that piece, and then we'll talk about the why does she ultimately choose Mike?
Yeah, David, you're right. Like, I tend to overlook the fact that he was actually kind of manipulative to her throughout their entire relationship. You can't just come back and expect someone to be waiting for you, although I don't think he always is doing that. I think he just comes back, and they keep running into each other. Like, randomly. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does show up at one point intentionally to find her. But sometimes in life, you make choices and they're wrong, and you try to go back and make the other choice. I do think he made the wrong choice.
Yeah. I do think there's also, I do understand the, okay, it's not the right time, right person, wrong time kind of thing. Like, I totally get that. This, I just don't know.
I don't know. I do think they have a really good chemistry. I think that's why. They do. I think that's why I overlooked it, is because even when she was dating Mike for a while and he came back for the first time, I was like, oh, her and David have a chemistry. Like, mm-hmm. they definitely have a chemistry. But you're right. He's different than Mike because he isn't consistent. He's just another person coming in and out of her life that doesn't respect the fact that, like, she needs consistency from the man that she's going to be with. And that's just a maturity thing that he doesn't have.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why. And the next question, why does she choose Mike? Not only is he consistent, but he consistently shows her that he loves her.
Correct.
Whereas David consistently chooses something else.
That's where I was going to go with that. No matter what, Mike was always consistently supportive of her.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't walk out on her. It just happened that they came to impasse and they needed to make a choice.
Yeah.
It wasn't that, oh, something came up and I have to leave you. It was never something else for Mike. It was just that this was something that they couldn't. It's the Gandalf, you shall not pass. Mm-hmm. And
he knew what he wanted.
Correct.
Whereas David really didn't.
And he didn't want to hurt her further.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas David kind of keeps coming back and tearing that wound open again and again. Mike, he doesn't want to, like, he could have waited to tell her,
mm-hmm.
and made that more painful for her to leave, but he doesn't. He's upfront with her, and so props to him for that, I think. He's just the consistent one.
Yep. Okay, so, you read the next one.
Yeah. Do you think Phoebe settles for Mike? Is he too normal for her? What does she see in this guy?
No, I don't think she settles for Mike. This is what I've been trying to say this whole time. I end up thinking that, yes, the quirky guys like David, there's a lot of chemistry there.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Mike just understands her better than these guys, or at least tries to understand her better than these guys do. What does she see in him? I think she sees a consistent, nice, funny guy who is going to choose her over all the other things in his life. And that's what's important. Basically saying the same thing I have been saying. I don't think she's settling. I mean, there's a point where you sort of question his like allegiance to her when he's not willing to even think or talk about marriage with her. But ultimately, you know, it's just because of his struggles with it and nothing mm-hmm. to do with his feelings for Phoebe. And he's really good at making that clear to her, which I'll bring up in the next question as well. But I don't think she settles for him. If you have a different opinion, you let me know, Deb.
So this came out of, I've seen a lot of people comment on the fact that Phoebe settled for Mike, that this relationship was not what was expected of Phoebe's character, that she kind of changed for him. And I don't think that's the case. Settling is not necessarily a bad thing. She readjusted. What do I want? And therefore found what she wanted in Mike. It's not that her whole life, like, she's always wanted this goofy guy to go alongside her. She's just wanted friendship and love. And this guy is offering that to her. And he offers her a chance at normalcy, something that she's never experienced before. She's always had to pay by paycheck and live on her own. And now she wants what everyone else, like, she sees what everyone else is getting. And she's like, I want that too. I want that for myself. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this is a too normal of a guy for her. I think he is the right amount of goofy for her and the right amount of normalcy to kind of balance out who she is.
Yeah.
So I think settling has received a bad turn, like a bad rep. Mm-hmm. And I don't think what she's doing is settling. I think what she's doing is settling for her future. Like,
not people have this idea of settling, like you create a list of checked marked items, and if your person that you meet and fall in love with doesn't meet every single standard that you had set up in your brain mm-hmm. before meeting a human, like, you're all these things have to be perfect before I'm going to, like, I think that's a problem. Like, there are things mm-hmm. you definitely shouldn't settle for, like if someone is not treating you well or there's just not chemistry there. But I think that people have taken, and I know this because I can think in my head of people who have said things like, well, you know, her nose, or like, well, you know, like, I just don't think that we have our politics in common or something like that. It's like, well, look past these sort of things. If you really have an affection for the person, try to work it out. You know, I don't mm-hmm. consider that settling. People need to check all the boxes these days for people to start. And I just think that's like a little cringe.
A little cringe.
Sorry, I cut you off. Did you have anything else?
I don't necessarily have anything further. I think she just, the last one is, what does she see in him? I don't know. A great
He's
dude.
Nice. A He's great always dude. There. Yeah.
Someone who's consistent, kind of what we said before.
Focuses on her.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your favorite moments, and do you have any least favorite?
Some of my favorites. Princess Consuela.
Oh, so good. Their names. And then he's like, well, fine, just call me Crap Sack or whatever.
Crap Bag.
Well, yeah, Crap Bag. That is a funny scene.
And they actually change their names. It's so funny. Because it goes, like, the first fight that Chandler and Monica had was the disposable cameras mm-hmm. not getting printed and her opening up all yep. of the all of the wedding gifts. So it just goes to, like, another funny, goofy marriage fight is yep. them changing their names to something ridiculous because they're like, oh my gosh, I can, well, at least Phoebe's like, oh my gosh, I can change my name to anything. And she's like, well, give me some time because like, I gotta come up with a good name.
I just love that they do it. Like, that's freaking hilarious.
Princess Consuela.
Consuela.
I think that's what it is. Banana hammock.
Yeah, yep.
And I don't even know if she knows what a banana hammock is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember. But it's great. But it is hilarious. So that's one of my favorites. Another is when Mike's trying to propose to her and she says something like, yes. She says something like, oh, as long as it's not like something cheesy, like in a cake or something. And he's like,
crap.
So I mean those are just some fun moments. I don't know if I have a least favorite moment.
Can I say that my favorite and least favorite are the same?
Oh, okay, go.
It's their talk about marriage. That is my favorite and least favorite. And you're like, your favorite? Why is that your favorite? Well, we get to see like the true sincerity of Mike in this moment. Mike is not your traditional Friends character. He hasn't been here since the beginning. That leads us to not fully understand his character, not fully be emotionally invested in this character. But the fact that he stands his ground and, like, I don't want to say, like, that he's not budging on it, but it's just, like, the way that he says it, that he's like, wow, like, I really love you, but this is a boundary that I have to respect about myself. Mm-hmm. And for her, it's also a moment of extreme respect for herself. She's constantly allowed these men in and out of her life.
Right.
You know, David, Ryan, all these people. But now she's saying, no, you know, I don't think I can move in with you unless there's a hope of us getting married. And it's just like a really good freaking moment. Obviously, it's one of my least favorites because it sucks. It sucks to watch them break up. But this is a huge, like, character development moment for Mike. And it's a huge character development moment for Phoebe. So I think it really, like, it shows the sincerity of their love for each other. So I think it is a hard choice, but it's both my favorite and least favorite scene.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with finding a least favorite, but another one.
They don't have too many bad ones, you know?
Yeah. One that came to mind was another of my favorites is in Barbados when they're playing ping pong. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this or not.
Yep.
But it's Chandler and Phoebe watching as crazy Monica with her frizzy hair and Mike are going at it on the on the ping pong table, and it's just hilarious because they're both so competitive. I guess maybe one of my least favorites is when Phoebe tries to take it into her own hands and ask Mike, like, she proposes to Mike in front of everyone at the ice rink. I think the terminology is they're going to call me no balls man or no man balls. I don't remember what the phrase, I'm sorry guys that like my memory is not working with me for whatever reason, but I think that's kind of a gut punch to them both because it's kind of not to say this in it's kind of emasculating. To like, he asked her out twice and it didn't work out, and so she takes into her own hands, and he's trying to do his best in all the planning and sort, so I can see how that's rubbed the wrong way.
Right.
But so that's probably one of my least favorite moment when they just can't get the rhythm down about the proposal. Regardless, next question is, their wedding does not go as planned, who'da thunk, but how was this perfect for them?
I'm gonna need a run through their wedding. Definitely. I just remember their wedding was during the winter outside. I don't know,
they literally had a blizzard comes through the city and catering is not able to happen. A lot of their flowers and sort aren't able to happen.
Monica's not going able to, crazy about stuff or whatever. Yeah,
family's not able to make it and sort. So in turn, they have it right outside of Central Perk in the street. And what I think is why this is so perfect for them is because initially they struggled with, okay, what do we do now that we are engaged? Like, do we have a big fancy wedding? Or the other option is we donate our money to charity. Mm-hmm. So because Phoebe has never been a big fancy person, and Mike's like, yeah, whatever. I don't necessarily need a fancy wedding. I already had, like, I was already married once, whatever. It was fine. Right. But it wasn't the most important thing to me. They donate their money to charity.
That's great.
And then they take it back.
What? Why?
They decide that they want the big wedding, so they go back to the charity person ask for it back. Regardless, so they keep on going back and forth there, and
I think, like, just looking at what you're saying, because I don't remember too much of this, like, having it outside of Central Perk is my favorite thing, because that's where they really reconciled their relationship to begin with. And it's their people
that are there. Like, it's
the people they care about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I think is
ultimately
essentially what they want. It's what they wanted. It's just natural for them to, okay, we want this big fancy wedding. We're not able to get it. But we're still going to make it our own.
Yeah. And I don't even think necessarily either Phoebe or Mike particularly cared about the wedding size, like certain things. Mm-hmm. Phoebe doesn't have, like, family she's super close with. Like, the people that they're closest with are the ones that are there. It's snowing, which is beautiful. I just think that's so unique for a wedding, just like Dan and Haley's wedding. And also just, like, it's outside of the place where they kind of reconciled their relationship to begin with after that first awkward dinner. So I think it couldn't be more perfect for the two of them, honestly.
I think it's funny that Ross and Chandler, because they don't really have a good relationship with Mike, or not necessarily a good one, but it's just not necessarily a strong one.
Yeah.
They're trying to fight for the role of who should be up on, like, one of his groomsmen.
And yes.
The solution is that one person will be up front and one person will be, like, walking the dog in.
Yes. It's like,
is it a dog or is it a cat? Oh, which one is it? I think it's a dog. Yep. And the dog is, like, super smelly or whatever, and it's really funny.
Like, Seamus. okay, well, did you have any other thoughts on their wedding?
No, Devin? That's it.
Okay. So, how do Phoebe and Mike envision their future together, and what are their hopes and dreams as a couple?
It's really something. I think they're just hopeful. These two people who have kind of been turned down by the world, or just have had no luck in the past, and now have a hope in the future, which is really cool. They've been disappointed for whatever reason in the past, and now they're just looking forward to being each other's presence and dreaming up a future together. But they are expecting children, or they are wanting to have children, which is really cool, because there's that moment at the end, I think it's the finale, that Chandler and Monica bring in the twins, and there's a joke that's made between Mike and Phoebe where she's like, I want one of those.
Yes.
Or he says, I want one of those. And she's like, well, I can steal one. And he's like, no, I mean it. Like, let's make one. And she's like, wow, really? And she's like, yeah. So I think that's really cool that they want to start their own life and build their own future together.
There's a lot of to be determined with these two. I mean,
oh yeah.
We don't.
They're a brand new couple to us.
Yeah. And to the viewer, especially, there's a lot of, like, to be determined when it comes to these two. What I think is the most important thing, and it's not even necessarily how they're envisioning their future, but is that they were able to take this step into married life because of all the struggles that they went through. So if they're able to take this step, then really they're able to do anything. So that's why it's very to be determined, very hopeful, like you said. Because Mike was able to, like, compromise, basically, on something that was super important to him. So I see just, like, a lot of compromise in their future. Phoebe's a very spontaneous person. He's a very, like, not so much, like... So I think that they could have a really good life together. I don't know, like, too much about the plans that they make, but I do have a lot of, like, hope that they're going to have a good relationship, even past what we see.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's wrap this baby up. Do we ship it?
I do. I ship it. I think that Phoebe is one of these characters I did not anticipate at the beginning of Friends even ending up with anyone. But as like the seasons go on and you see that she has a great desire to be connected to someone like this, you just start to notice all the flaws in the guys that she's dating. And when Mike comes in, I don't really see too many flaws there. So I ship them. I think he cares a lot about her and he actively shows it. Even if he's not as like dopey as people want him to be, I think that he's a great partner for her. So I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think they just fit for each other. I know there's some controversy between like, this is just say offhand throwaway for Phoebe. Like she deserved more, but I think this I think this was great fit for Phoebe.
I agree. People just want longevity. That's the main thing. They want to see a couple that they've been rooting for a long time, that's gone through struggles, that ends up together. That is like the formula that people love. Yeah. But, I mean, not every relationship is going to be that way. This one is quite different than the typical.
I feel like a lot of people were rooting for Phoebe and Joey to make it happen. And I think that would have been...
It wouldn't have worked.
Too complicated. Yeah. And too perfect, too. Like, you don't just... Not every... Like, it worked out for Chandler and Monica, but, like, you don't just fall in love with your friends. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, you don't just all get together. Like, it's not one big, like, friendship circle, you know? Like, I also just think Joey is a little bit more, like, traditional. Like, he has... Like, he's silly. They're both silly characters, but he's got, like, six siblings, and, like, he wants, like, a... housewife basically, and like Phoebe just like is not that, and there's just a lot of problems that I could pick apart with these two. She's very free spirited, but yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so what comments do we have, Devin?
Well, this first one comes in from Haley, and she says, we always talk about Monica and Chandler, but Phoebe and Mike were also the perfect example of love. Monica and Chandler showed that love can blossom from friendship, and Phoebe and Mike showed that you can find love in the most unexpected place and in the most unexpected way. Mike was the only one who could handle Phoebe's craziness. And Mike neither tried to distance Phoebe from the group nor tried too hard to fit in there. He was just the natural fit.
Love that. And then we have one here from Mary. Very short and sweet, but it proves a point. They're cute. Part of me thinks that Phoebe and Joey should have gotten together in the end, though. I think Mary represents a very popular group of people who watch Friends. And, you know, ultimately, I could see it. It would just be way too, like, easily wrapped up in a bow, you know?
Yeah.
But... Maybe. All right. Well, thank you all for listening to Just Me and Devin, Gabbin and Gossin today. thanks for listening to our whole Friend series, and get ready for Joey.
That's right. He's coming right up.
He is.
Thank you guys for joining us today. And if you like what you hear, or you just want to reach out, you can contact us at weshipitpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and DM and chat and comment away with us on there as well.
Yes, we like to have fun with our social media. And if you are enjoying the show or you have any comments, please feel free to rate and review wherever you listen. We do love to hear feedback from our friends out there. And just to end this quote, when I was growing up, I didn't have a normal mom and dad or a regular family like everybody else, and I always knew that something was missing. But now I'm standing here today knowing that I have everything I'm ever going to need. You are my family.
Aww.
Aww, we love it. All right, see you, guys. Shippers.